Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday, Easter Sunday. And if you've happened to make it here live on the show, that's great. I didn't expect a big crowd. And one thing that happened was our regular guest that was scheduled today booked this way in advance and didn't realize that. And so anyway, Mr. Marcus didn't realize this was Easter weekend and he had some family coming in. So we'll get Mr. Marcus down the road anyway. And we certainly want to thank two people. We want to certainly thank Fallon Jane for reposting that, hey, I got a great person for your show. And then Mallory Knight says, hey, I'll do it. And Mallory's here. Mallory, how you doing?
Hey, I am doing great, Patrick. Thank you.
You are a part of this MILF thing that Fallon and the girls have started. You were going to be at Exotica, then you went to fucking Hawaii.
I am in Hawaii, and we ended up not being able to get back in time for Exotica this year, but I hope to. I had planned on Exotica, but Hawaii just said, nope, you're going to be here this year.
That's, you know, yeah, I get it. I get it. Really? Yeah, that's, and you know, another gal that is going to be at Exotica, she's going to be in the Ida B. Cumming author booth, is Trixie Dixon. And she has, I don't know if it's a timeshare type thing or she house sits or something for somebody in Hawaii. So anyway, so she makes the trek back and forth once in a while, and she'll be at Exotica too, and she'll have a fun time there.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that she sometimes ended up out here. It's great to, there's not very many of us creators that end up out here all the way in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about Mallory Knight, and when did you get started? How did you get started, and why did you get started?
Oh my, it's been about 3 years, and it was because of my best friend, Fallon, and my hubby. So they were talking, and then later hubby came to me and said, did you know what Fallon does? And I'm like, what? And then he told me and he said, she said she could teach you. Do you want to try it? And I was like, yes. So I called her up and here I am 3 years later doing it full time.
And you guys live somewhat in the same area, the Midwest, let's just call it.
Yeah, we do. Pretty close to each other. So we collaborate together quite often.
That's cool. And, you know, so how much longer you're going to be in Hawaii till what, the 20th, did you say?
Yeah, about the 22nd of April.
Okay. Are you doing a lot of content over there or finding others to do it with, or how do you work that out?
Well, so I actually invited a couple of my content friends, Fallon included, who came out to Hawaii and joined me here for about a week and created some content here. And then just recently, I flew back to the mainland, Colorado, for about a week and created a ton of content there at a collab house with some bunch of friends.
Lily Craven was there?
Yes,
well,
she was.
You were corrupted by some of the best then.
She is fabulous. Oh my gosh, I love her. So much great energy. Yeah.
She'd walk up to me and we'd have a picture together and she said, are my tits falling out? And I'd say, not yet.
You know,
but
you know what's so funny about her? So she borrowed this dress from me and she actually fills it out a lot better than me. So when I was putting it on today, I noticed that the straps were loosened to fit her. So this was Lily Craven stretched.
Because I've seen her in that dress. When was this?
This was in Colorado just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They had a bunch of gals dressed in pink and she was in that dress.
Yes, it was my dress.
I would pull that up, but I don't know where it's at. Anyway, I just saw it in a flash on Twitter or on Facebook or something. But anyway, yeah, she's quite the fun gal, that's for sure. It's always a party when she's around.
That is true, yes.
So who are some of the folks that you've been collabing with other than Lily and Fallon?
Mama Blonde Bombshell. Love working with her. She is also another full of energy gal. We have a blast on camera together. I have worked with Lovely Low. So those are a couple of women that I've collaborated with a lot. Some of the men that I've created with, Dallas Dom, I think he's Dallas Dom Studios, Kyle, Hung Star Productions, just to name a couple of my favorites.
I guess if you're going to be a male porn star, Hung Star Productions would be the name to have.
You're right. Kind of makes you double take a little when you're like, that's your name? Let's find out about this.
Jimmy from It Shrinks When You Get Cold Studios doesn't work out.
No, unless you need a little help with that, then you better call Mallory.
There you go. Let's shift things over to Lorenzo. He's smirking and smiling there, and I know he's got something to ask. Go ahead, Lorenzo.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Mallory Knight.
Thank you, hopefully, maybe
I'll see you in Miami, the Exotica, hopefully, or somewhere down the line, you know. I was listening to you, and if you close your eyes, I do a lot of voice work, and you have the perfect voice to do voiceover stuff or read novels. Have you thought of doing that, or do you do that now?
I have actually thought about doing it, but I haven't. I haven't done it, just probably because I don't have any, like, someone saying, hey, I have this opportunity for you. Because, boy, this porn sex work certainly does take a lot of my time. But I have thought about it. I do love that kind of work. So thank you so much for saying that. Because sometimes when I hear my voice after, you know, when I've been filmed, I'm like, oh, is that me? But now that I've been listening to myself more often, I'm like, oh, I kind of do like my voice. Okay.
Yeah, that's definite. Definitely you should look into. If I hear, you know, I'll keep my ears open also for you. But
thank you, Lorenzo. That's really sweet of you.
Yeah, you definitely have a beautiful voice like that.
And she's got that upper Midwest accent, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. I didn't even think about, like, my voice having the accent at all. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even like North Dakota or Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Unless you're going to pitch some cheese. Ah, would you like some cheese? So, anyway, let's switch over to Eric Lomax is with us. Or Eric is with us. And question for Mallory Knight.
Oh, hey, Mallory, right there. So you say Wisconsin cheese. Well, if you came out to California and saw a billboard, you'd say, no wonder why Wisconsin hates us right there. They're for California cheese. You'd see it out here if you did. Plus, I was saying Hawaii there, too. Yeah, I love Hawaii, too, but I'd probably go on another princess cruise there. But then again, their cruises, you come straight from L.A., San Francisco, all across the sea for about 4 or 5 days, around the islands a little bit. Then you head back at Mexico and then back to L.A. again. So it's like 15 days right down there. And unlike other cruises where you have to fly all the way there to Honolulu, get out, they do it a week, and then you go back. Then you go back home, but then you got to worry about getting extra stuff if you send it home from there, or else see if you can get it in your suitcase to take home on the airplane without being charged extra weight fees. So, yeah, but that's good there. Yeah, and Fallon, I told her one thing. She should they do fantasy like Wonder Woman or Xena Warrior Princess if she do that? I don't know how she'd fill out a Linda Carter Wonder Woman bustier suit, like, if you've seen that.
You know, it's funny you would say that because I've actually played both those characters in past Halloween costumes. So she's 6 feet tall and I'm about 5'9".
You're the same height as Linda Carter. You're the same height.
Yeah.
Well, okay. One hell of a Halloween costume outfit, a Halloween party. I mean, you two there, that would be wild.
Uh-huh. Yes. We've actually attended some Halloween parties together that might not be able to talk about right at this moment.
Have you done any filming at all for Private Society? They're out of Fairfield, Iowa.
Oh, okay. I've heard of them. And I chatted with someone about them, but then never went that extra step. So, yes, that does sound familiar, but no, I have not.
I'm friends with a guy, and we used to work in radio together back in the day, but I had never actually met him in person, and we'd heard about each other. We worked in the same market, but two different stations, and so anyway, we were excited to meet each other when I finally went down there, and he says, "Come on by," and all right, so anyway, finally met him, and it was great to meet him, and we're working on some ideas, and hopefully going to be presenting some stuff coming up, so. That's going to be really exciting. And he's got a good setup down there. I like it. He used to rent. He has the girls come in on Sunday, and the first set of girls leaves on Wednesday, and then another set of girls get in on Wednesday, and they stay till Saturday.
Oh, wow.
But it's only 1 week a month, and that's
okay.
Late. And then the rest of the time he's editing or creating or whatever. So yeah, he's only busy 1 week a month, and I went down a couple times, took a couple of gals out for lunch. They got a great barbecue place down there, and it's actually in Ottumwa, of all places. the only highlight of Ottumwa is that's where Radar O'Reilly was born from MASH. But
right.
I always said if Storm Lake and Fort Dodge had a baby, they'd name it Ottumwa. And
you have to actually be from Iowa or be familiar with Iowa to get that joke. So I think that's actually really funny.
There
are some really good onion rings in Fort Dodge at the Tom Thumb, or at least there were a while ago. So
I go to my dentist in this Friday, and my dentist is in Manson, Iowa, which is just on the other side of Fort Dodge. Sometimes hit Tom Thumb on the way back. So,
you'll have to definitely get their onion rings because they are to die for.
All right. Well, I'll certainly see what we can do about that. Charles was here, but then he disappeared. And then all I get to see is the Willie Mays photo on the back wall there.
I will tell Eric real quickly before Charles gets on. Yeah. So I do see the cruise ships quite often here from the Big Island.
Okay, so you weren't there when they were erupting a couple of years ago, the big mountain and then the little one, Kilauea before that.
I wasn't on the island.
Kilauea could.
Mauna Loa, that was just a couple of years ago, and I wasn't here, but I did come and visit right afterwards. And so, but yeah, I always see the cruise ships right out in the harbor there there's so many cruise ships that come into the Big Island. All the time.
Yeah. We went, when I was at Exotica in Miami last year, George brought his car because he lives in the north part of Miami. He gave us a ride around everywhere. It was me and Bobby E. and Christy Canyon and I, and he drove us all around and showed us all the big Princess cruise ships. I think that was what he actually does is he has a drug dog that takes the dog through the ships.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So anyway, Charles, well, this question for Mallory Knight.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I was putting dinner together for myself. I'm sorry I stepped away anyway.
It's all good.
I wanted to find out how you got into the adult industry and kind of where you see yourself going. 5 years down the road, kind of.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but I'm always interested in that kind of perspective of it.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of an interesting story, being that I'm over 50, and, you wouldn't think about...
I wasn't going to say that because you don't look over 50. You look really good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. but you wouldn't think of, someone that's over 50 thinking, let's get into the porn industry, right, at my age.
It's definitely a different world from when I grew up. And, anyway, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, I apologize for interrupting you and continue on.
It was my best friend, my girlfriend, and my husband kind of talked to me about it. And she'd been doing it for a couple of years. And so she got to talking to me about it. And my husband and I are very open sexually. And so we were like, This sounds like a lot of fun. And once I started, you know, collaborating with my girlfriend, Fallon, getting kind of into the industry and meeting more people, I decided that this was just a fabulous life and I just wanted to keep doing it. So I worked the business really, really hard. And finally, just this last May, I was able to leave my office job full time so that now I can do this job full time. And I am having just a blast. I am loving meeting the people that I get to meet in the industry, and I'm loving the opportunity to be able to express myself in this creative way, especially at my age.
And I didn't catch how old you were, and I know it's very impolite to ask a lady's age.
I am 59.
Okay. Wow. That is...
We are the same age.
We are the same age.
How about that? Yeah. So
I just turned 59 in March. You know, I ended up, I don't know how I ended up. I ended up working 10 years working in credit card fraud. I loved it. It was fun. And it's always interesting to see how people end up kind of in the careers that they end up.
Right. I know, especially if you're like doing porn.
Right. You know, or Patrick does computer stuff, and it's always interesting to me to hear kind of how he ends up working in computer stuff.
Right. Like where, you know, what kind of a journey led us to where we are in our adult lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different route from what most people end up doing.
Yeah, and that's something too that when, and maybe you experienced this when you left work, and I don't imagine that in your 2-week notice you gave that you says, fuck this job, I'm going to do porn. I doubt that was probably in the letter. But anyway, no. There are a number of people already that I'm sure from your former job that now know what you do or did know what you did. And I think to a certain extent, there's a lot of jealousy there that I wish I could do that. Or if I go somewhere and meet several people, I was just in Kansas City and met Henry Winkler and some stars like that. I hate the thing when people say, must be nice.
Oh,
must be nice. You know, how damn hard it is to be self-employed and you schedule something to go like Exotica from the 10th to the 15th. Already, weeks in advance, I've got to make, you know, announce it online, I'm going to be gone, and still I'll get calls the whole time, computer calls, and it's just like, when you work for yourself, that's just one of the things, you've got to just put it out there that you're going to be gone, and you got to shut stuff off, and whatever, but I do notice.
I don't know if people kind of miss what has gone on, but it's like they kind of miss like the opportunity to do something different from what they're doing kind of currently. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like,
yes,
you know, to do something that, you know, you want to have the freedom to be who you are, to do what you want to do.
Yes. No, I completely understand what you're saying, Charles. And you're right, Patrick. You know, being self-employed, it's really 24/7. I mean, obviously we sleep in there, but I think I dream my job. I wake up in the middle of the night with ideas about my job, right? First thing I'm doing when I wake up in the morning, I'm checking my phone. You know, it's just, it's 24/7. It's always on my mind. And part of that is because I love what I do. But, you know, in that vein, Charles, you're right. I did kind of take a leap of faith in my life and say, you know, I'm putting myself at risk being out here, that people are going to judge me or, you know, say things about me, or, you know, what's going to happen when my family finds out and how are they going to feel? And, you know, I take that risk in this type of business. But to me, I, like you were saying, Charles, wanted to take that risk and say, you know, this is my sexuality and my sensuality and everything that I am. That's a really big part of me. And to have found a venue or an opportunity in a way that I can share that with people. Wow, what a great journey that is. And to try that is, yeah, it takes some, you know, a little bit of guts to be like, I'm going to put myself out there.
It takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage, I think.
Yeah. When was the tipping point of saying, okay, I'm doing work at a 9-to-5 job, and all of a sudden, here comes the web and content creation job, and when did we just tell it work to fuck off?
Well, when I'm at my desk and I'm sitting there and I feel like my body is kind of just melting into the chair, and that I am needing to get moving because my creativity is like pulling at me all the time. So when I'm sitting there in my chair in my office going, I am wasting my time. Right? Like, I should be focusing here on my office job, but I feel like I'm wasting my time. And that's not a good place to be for an employee, right? I don't want my boss to know that I felt like I was wasting my time sitting there at that desk. And so finally, I just said, you know, if I'm really going to make this what I want to make it, I just have to be done. I just have to say, I got to do it. I just got to do it.
It's like a deal where you're betting on yourself.
Yeah.
And, when it's fun and it doesn't feel like work, that's the best job you've got.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love my job so much. And another thing that was kind of, you know, I had just turned 59 last May, so I'm turning 60 here in this May. And as I'm also thinking about my age, and I'm thinking, how much longer do I have to be in this business? Now, I say that to myself like, oh, you're getting old, you're not going to be able to do this. But so many people that I have worked with have said, oh, Mallory, girl, you can do this when you're 70. You know, like if you love it and you have the passion and desire and you're putting everything in it that you are, and you're creating the kind of content that you are that people love, then you can do this for another decade.
For sure. And that's so cool. Let me find a little something here. I know that, let me see if I can share this and if it'll work. I was down at Private Society here, in November, the gal on the far left, 74 years old.
Nice.
And she was on the phone with her husband. Her husband was more enthused that I was in Ottumwa, where the birthplace of Radar O'Reilly. And then she says, God damn it, I'm going to work with two guys tonight. I'm going to have two guys. I'm going to get to fuck two guys. And he said, that's just great. And he was so happy for her. And you know, it's little things like that that make people happy. I mean, and she was 74 years old and enthused about it. And I know so many 74-year-olds are just, you know, never thinking about doing that, or they're just shriveled up, or they're just, you know, they're not, you know, maybe they never took a chance in life. I don't know. I can't answer that for people, but
right.
She says, I just love it, and I'm going to love it until I don't feel like doing it anymore.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm going to have to find her and follow her, because I love that attitude of life, right? And I don't want to just be, you know, I can feel it sometimes when I'm like, oh, I just want to like sit around and lay at the pool all day and not have to think or work. But then there's a part of me inside that has fire and is like, oh, my mind starts creating and thinking, and I'm like, oh, but I wanted this and I wanted that and I want it. And it's like, I think about all the things I want to do and the things I get to do because I'm in this industry, right? I get to go make content with beautiful men and beautiful women. I mean, they're beautiful in here, in their spirit and in their creative minds. And we share these fun and exciting adventures together.
Right. And yeah, that's just the thing, is it's just wide open for you. And then, and you got to go for it. You just have to go for it. And now I will ask a question, since we have limited people in here. Lately, and I'm 59 as well, but lately I wake up in the morning and a different body part hurts me every goddamn morning. Does that happen to you?
Yes, it does. Now, here's the battle that I have, because I love to work out. So I go to the gym and I lift weights, and I used to teach pole dancing. I don't do that anymore because sex work has taken up such a huge part of my life that I don't have time for teaching pole. But I'm a fitness enthusiast. So I'm at the gym a lot, and I'm walking and I'm exercising. Now, there have been times when I have not exercised for 3 weeks or more, and I find like I hurt almost more, right? When I'm not doing anything, it's almost like my joints start to seize up, and I feel like I'm the Tin Man and I need someone to come and oil my joints. Right? Oh. But then if I start moving and I start exercising, then my muscles hurt. So then I'm either like muscle sore or joint sore.
Oh, the thrills of getting old. I go to a massage therapist once a week, and they work on this shoulder, and then I got a problem with my pelvis has shifted up a little bit, so I'm going to the chiropractor. This shit all has to be healed up by Exotica, where I'm going to be on my feet for 26 hours a day. And Lorenzo can attest, those floors are unforgiving.
Yeah, I work out a lot. I'll be 63 this year. So let me tell you, when you wake up in the morning, when you get out of bed, you know, it dictates what part is going to hurt that day. And that's just how you're notified. And I could tell from Mallory, your core, you know, by you standing this whole interview, we could tell that you do work out. So that's a good thing. Are you on Twitter? Because my friend Rita Daniels, she's 74 also. I'd like to definitely get you two together, but I couldn't find you on Twitter. Do you have a Twitter account?
Yes, I am Mallory Knight XO.
Mallory Knight XO. All right, so I'll look for you. I'll send you something on Twitter. Yeah. Let me ask you, with your husband involved, has that been good all the time, or sometimes it can create some problems out there, you know, in your business? Have you had to deal with that, with you know, your husband being as big into your, you know, your work as he is?
You know, that is a really good question, because I will just put out there in the beginning, he and I have a great relationship. We work really well together with all of this. However, yes, there are bumps along the road, especially with my time that I spend on my phone or on my computer. So I'm taking my time away from him. Right. So then that there needs to be something where I need to become aware of that for him. Right. And then he has to also be understanding of the things that I need to be working on for my business. So there's that give and take a lot of times when, you know, we're a couple, we're a real couple. And so we have a lot of things that we are constantly always discussing. That's the most important thing that we find, is having open communication. Just talking about every little thing, even if we feel like it's going to hurt a little bit or take our minds, you know, like we have to say it, we have to talk about it. You know, I'm having sex with other men and other women. And so he and I have to be able to discuss our feelings about that and where we're at, right? Because he is most important to me in my life. But he then also has to be like, okay, this is what you want to do for you. And I respect that. And I love that. So yeah, it's always that kind of give and take.
So you said Mallory Knight XO on Twitter.
Yeah, with a K. Mallory Knight with a K. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So how was it with the husband the first time? I mean, there's always has to be a first time, and what seems to be great on paper sometimes doesn't seem great when it's happening.
So the first time that we conflicted about it, or the first time we worked together, or
the first time you had a scene with somebody who wasn't him?
Ah, okay. Well, the first time that I had a scene with someone that wasn't him was Fallon.
Right.
So that to him, he is an idea guy and he had a lot of really great ideas and he actually took the camera and was trying to help us out. But then when we started talking about the possibility of me working with male models, we were in the swinger lifestyle together, but that's a completely different animal than working on screen with someone. So he was open to it. He's got a lot of really great ideas. So the first time that I worked with another male model, he was there with me and he was my kind of idea guy and he did the photography. And it worked out fabulously because the male model that I worked with, very kind, very respectful, got along very well with my husband. And then it set the tone for the rest of the times that I would work with other male models.
Right. If there was the first guy who was slapping around, being crude and not respectful, that could have turned the whole thing topsy-turvy, couldn't it?
Oh, I think so. Yes. Because I think then he would have just really worried about me. Like, I don't want you to take that risk. I don't want you to be around creeps. But actually, all the male models I've ever worked with have been incredibly respectful and kind. But I always talk to them first, right? I always talk to them and chat with them. So I think I get a good read on the men that I work with. So I've been really fortunate.
Well, that's good. That's certainly great because, you know, they always, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch. You don't put 12 apples next to a bad apple and turn that apple good. It's the rest of them are going to get bad. So
yeah, good point.
You know, and what about, you know, I don't know who in the local area or the Midwest is seeing. I mean, have you ever been at the meat counter at Hy-Vee and someone says, "Hey, I know you."
No, I haven't gotten that yet, but I wish that I would. I wish that someone would recognize me somewhere.
Well, I can do that for a price.
And then I could just like happen to get it on my, like I'm on my phone in the grocery store and you just happen to walk up and I'd be like, "Oh, I'm a celebrity."
Yeah, while you're holding like a pound of bratwurst, you know.
Right. Like you got to get us some corn, Patrick, you know, in Iowa.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen my corn pictures I've had here. Let me just see briefly if I can pull one up. I don't know if I can, you know, it's always last minute when I think of when people think of stuff here. So let's, but anyway, yeah, it's that first time that a former coworker, I know, Bella Lexi, you worked with her as well?
No, I've worked with Bad Bella.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well,
let me see here. Because, yeah, Bella was a former police officer. And then, of course, stuff happened there and she got outed.
Hear about her, yes.
Police want to, you know, I've got to teach Victoria a little bit more about how to eat sweet. She's from Virginia. I don't think she gets how to eat sweet corn yet. I just don't think.
I kind of like her way though. Just go after it.
Yeah. I'm coming. Yeah. And then that's, you know, she thinks that's how you play cornhole.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to play that game with her.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart too, so but
oh gosh. Now my girlfriend, Mama Blonde Bombshell, she's in California and she was telling me about, you know, being recognized and there's just a lot more people in California than there are, you know, where I live. And so she's like, it is really kind of like nice but kind of a little scary too, because you're like, she said, I was thinking, am I going to go back to my car and he's going to follow me? Or, but she said, honestly, all the fans that I have ever run into, they've always been very respectful and let me have my space. And so that's a story from my friends, not from me.
Right. And it matters. I mean, it just, if like a coworker or, you know, all their, a lot of times their main thing to do is embarrass you over it. And, I've had people try to embarrass me over various things and it just does not work. I was at the, our newspaper office lets me print out kind of what I want to print out. I talked to the newspaper guy and he says, hey, I said, you know, I've got some pictures I'd like to print out. And, you know, they're not really, they're not G rated. And he says, you know, he says, when you're at that machine, that's your time to be at the machine. And it's nobody else's business what you print. So that was like a green light, but I don't push it. So anyway, the first time I went in there, and I knew I would use the Kodak machine. You put your thing in. And anyway, the girls, can I help you? I said, I'm going to print out some photos. Well, do you need help? I said, no, I know how to work a photo machine. Okay. And she just kind of stood there. And I said, look.
Like, no.
I said, here's the deal. I said, I've got a couple of pictures I'm going to print that are going to embarrass you more than they're going to embarrass me. Because I said, I took them. Oh. And so then she went and trundled her way back behind the desk, and that was that. But the editor comes out once in a while, hey, you got some good photos you're printing? Well, you know, they're never, I don't think I've printed one yet where it's just like she's like that, you know. So it's, you know, it might be a boob or something, but nothing. I'm not going to push it that much. So
right.
But anyway, that's just, you know, and of course, Walgreens one day, they got religion. And so I was like, oh, geez, my God. I think they blacklisted me on Walgreens.
Well, Patrick, we're just going to have to get you a color printer.
I know. I should. But, and Fallon's going to bring one to Exotica, she said.
Oh, wow. Good for her. Just
in their booth, Lorenzo. Everybody's going to be running drop cords out of their booth.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know. I am feeling really sad about missing Exotica every time Fallon talks about all the prep and all the stuff they're doing. And so, yeah.
Fallon's going to have a ball on this one. It's too bad you couldn't make this one, Mallory, but we'll get you. Miami will be real nice too.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, once she said to me, once I do this and I get it under my skin, I'm dragging you with me every time. So, and since she's my bestie, it's hard to tell her no.
And it's good, you know, really for you guys, I'm glad she booked one and then we'll see. Because as I've seen people book all four, do one and say, fuck that.
Yeah.
That, you know, that, and for some people, it's just right up their alley. And for some people, it's overwhelming. I mean, last year, my God, Lorenzo, they never stopped coming in.
That was, Chicago was a fire hazard Friday night. It was ridiculous. They weren't prepared for that. So hopefully the aisles are wider or something they do this year. You know, and it's going to be big.
Yeah. Both of the host hotels are sold out. They're under a third Hilton hotel.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And, yeah, Mallory's in Hawaii just enjoying herself.
Yeah. I'm out here in my bikini every day. So
yeah, fuck that. You ought to be.
Miami's going to be perfect for her with the swimming pool and everything. They would have a ball there.
Ooh. Yeah, that is like my uniform out here is my bikini.
But last year in Chicago, and Lorenzo can attest to this, we had all four seasons in one day. One day I walked across.
Yeah.
It was snowing.
Yeah, it snowed.
Then one day it was sunny and 70, and the next day it was snowing. Oh, my goodness, it was terrible. But we had a fun time. But, yeah, those people who are going to go in next week is our preview show. So hopefully we'll get Fallon back on next week because we all want to have – what we like to do the week before the Exoticas is we like to have a preview of what's coming up. And a little promotion. Hey, you guys, find us at booth 410 or whatever booth you guys are at. And so anyway, there's some There's some stars who are not on the website yet that are going to be there. We'll promote them. We'll have them in. Our booth at 739, I think, or 741, it's the same stretch. They just widened it to 30 by 10. They didn't have anybody on it, and so they're just going to widen it out. So we're going to have
nice. A
30-foot booth. I think we've got 12 girls in there so far.
Oh, wow.
And we're across from inside the industry, and they got like 15 people in their booth.
Holy moly.
And then we're next to loyal fans, here which go. Are going to have, if they have,
nice.
If they have Violet Myers on the one side, there's going to be a line from here to, from there to here. But I mean, it's going to be crazy. So,
yeah, no, it sounds so exciting. And I know Fallon is going to love it. She just loves that kind of thing. She loves being in with all the people. She's very much of an extrovert, like I am too. So the two of us together are kind of trouble. So she is gonna absolutely just love it there.
And if you talk to her after this, you make sure again you remind her, take a pair of comfortable shoes. That concrete is not forgiving.
That Chicago concrete hurt more than New Jersey concrete.
The Jersey, there's a reason the Jersey concrete is softer because of all the bodies buried under it.
Underneath, yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. And it's just, you walk across the street and there you are. So it's kind of good. So, but anyway, let's kind of talk a little bit more about who have you done some work for? I've seen various little, you've got a deal like this. You've got a little, inset in there on some company you worked for. Who are some of the companies you work for?
Well, I haven't really worked for any like company, though. I mean, I have my own, I just have Mallory Fantasy Productions that I have my own little business that I work for. The guys that I've worked with that have their own little production companies, but I haven't done any like companies.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly I just go to collaboration houses and meet people there, collaborate with other models there for work that I'm doing.
That's a polite way of saying, because every time Jiggy Jaguar gets there, we're going to have a collaboration house. Oh, I said, Jiggy, it's a fuck house. Come on.
It is just a fuck house.
But for Jiggy, it is.
Well, I'm going to a collaboration in May in Vegas. And so I'm already having to create a schedule because I'm getting a lot of people that I am talking to that are like, I want to film with you. Right. And so I'm like, all right, I got to start making a calendar so that I could like section off like an hour or two with all the different people because we're just together for 2 days. So I've already started like creating ideas and what we're going to do and what kind of films we're going to make. And I'm so excited.
All right. Well, I tell you what, it's nothing but cool stuff on the way. I got to bump somebody for eating online. We can't have that. I'll stop his video. I don't want to watch him eat. rules. I just see nothing but great things coming out from you, and your spirit is so great because with a good attitude like that, I tell you can't be stopped.
Thank you, Patrick.
And
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. And so anyway, if ever you're in the northern part of the Midwest, yeah, holler and we'll go out for a barbecue pork sandwich or something like that.
That sounds great. I would love that.
Again, Mallory Knight has been our guest. We sure appreciate her stopping by, and she has been our most valuable player because she stepped in when we had a cancellation, and those are the best kind to get because you're just like, okay, here we go. So anyway, we appreciate that. Don't forget, you can find us online at jizztalking.com. We do have our own YouTube channel. Oh, we're so close to that 1,000 subscribers. We need more. Anyway, you can find us at youtube.com/@ Jizz Talking. Don't forget, keep Danny Black employed. He makes these hats for us. They are super cool Jizz Talking hats, and they're great. You can order those at blackhat.com, blaqhat.com. Of course, we have our Pimp Cup tumblers, and I just wrapped up Charles's coffee cup back there. So he's got a coffee cup coming his way. We'll see him at Exotica in Chicago. So anyway, with that, any final words, Mallory?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show, Patrick, and getting to talk about sex work. I have enjoyed my time and getting to meet Eric and Charles. So yeah, it's been a great day. And I'm so looking forward to getting to Exotica when I am not in sunny Hawaii.
get into us. We'll forget this time. Just don't let
all out. Right.
All right. Well, okay.
Give Fallon and my MILF friends all the love, though, for sure.
You bet. Yeah. For sure. Hey, don't forget, next week is our Exotica preview show. We're going to have all the stars that are going to be at Exotica. They're going to be all crammed into this little square right here. And we will see everybody next week. Have a good one.